On Sunday, Germany and Brazil will play for soccer's World Cup. Both teams have been to the finals 6 times. Germany has won 3 titles. Brazil has won 4. But the two teams have never played each other in the World Cup before. Seamus Mallon is a soccer analyst for ESPN. He says this marquee matchup features teams who pride themselves on defense.
What the game really will need, Bob, is an early goal. Now, which side it comes from is almost immaterial. But an early goal opens up the game to immediately a counter-attacking and attacking mentality. And frankly, from a neutral point of view, I would rather see Brazil get the early goal because they are the weaker team defensively, and that will bring Germany out on all-out attack, and it could be a much more entertaining game. Brazil likes to play what they call the Jogo Bonito, which is the beautiful game. They did it in the early rounds, not so much in the single elimination rounds, but the Germans are more defensive and somewhat more athletic and concentrate on counterattacks.
What happened to the other powerhouses? Where's Italy, Argentina, France, Portugal?
That is the most stunning factor in this World Cup. Nobody has got this final right. Nobody has predicted this. And frankly, neither Germany nor Brazil themselves thought that this would be a good World Cup for them. They struggled mightily to get through the qualifying rounds. And then all of a sudden, the favorites started dropping like flies, and the pathway opened up for the two of them, and they just gladly said, thank you very much, we now see a way to the final, and here we go. But it's hard to explain the failures of the favorites, except for one possibility, and that is that many of the players on those teams play their club soccer in Europe, where there is just a killing schedule of games and not enough time between the end of the season to rest and the beginning of the World Cup.
And the U.S. finally has a men's soccer team that the women's soccer team can be proud of.
Well, the men's soccer team certainly put on a remarkable display. And ironically, their best match was the one they lost to Germany. And even the German players, if you saw the game at the end of the match, half the German team was collapsed on the field. It was a much more difficult game for them. And they didn't play as well, the Germans, to be fair, as they did against South Korea. But U.S. soccer, no question, came of age in this World Cup because it showed that the team now has players and an ability to play at the highest level, and that's just the next step we've needed for about 20 years.
So who do you like, Germany or Brazil?
Well, it's the old case of, you know, the head says Germany, the heart says Brazil, but I think head and heart may also point towards Brazil in this particular occasion. They have the more individual talent, and when teams get neutralized, very often that's the divider. That's what separates the two great teams. The one spark of improvisation, the one unexpected turn by a brilliant, gifted player, and that's where Brazil has the assets. The Germans have their teamwork, which is hugely impressive, having given up only one goal so far. But in the end, I'm thinking that flair will win out over efficiency.
Thank you, Seamus.
You're welcome, Bob.
Seamus Mallon is a soccer analyst for ESPN.